Imagine a world where an interdimensional race of alien beings have basically enslaved all of humankind inside of our own minds, and the only people who have been able to survive this vegetative state of imprisonment, in fact, the only people who can save us all are those who have mental disorders. So it's a really fun story that I got to explore. Not only mental disorders, but levels of consciousness, and it all kind of meshes because it's dealing with levels of consciousness and the way people think.
I happened to be outside when I started reading your story, and in the first sentence it refers to virtual human prison called the honeycomb. And I heard a noise and I looked up and I happened to be staring at a bee's nest. Do you ever experience coincidences or anything similar that may solidify an idea you're kicking around or help you decide on a plot or story
Oh,
path?
all the time. At least 50% of the scenes that I end up incorporating into anything that I'm writing are literally based on dreams that I have. Because you get a lot of sensory stuff that you pick up all throughout the day and stuff that you're not even consciously aware of. There's visual imagery in there and just themes that come out automatically in the writing that you never even knew was there, and it makes it extremely powerful.
In many science fiction or fantasy stories, do you think there's expectation from a reader of the language? For instance, a scientific possibility that may be complex, even something like a magic system that would require a crash course on how it works. Do you feel that there is a duty you have as a writer to unravel these new ideas quickly or not, like the states of consciousness?
I do. I think the best stories are ones that reach a broader audience, even if it is science fiction. If you consider the biggest movies out there, Star Wars is science fiction, Harry Potter is magical realism, Lord of the Rings is fantasy, and those are like the all-time biggest selling movies. And so a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily pick up a book and read it, it's the same exact genre. I think if the world ended, we would still have the Bible and we would have Star Wars. at the end of the world. But what makes that such a huge deal to people? Actually, the main story isn't even about Luke Skywalker. It's about Darth Vader. That story is about redemption. And I think that's your job as an author to reach as many people as possible.
So back to your story, The Siren. The lead in it, Janie, is 17. Tell me about the closeness you have with your characters.
It's going to sound strange, but I have theater acting experience where the whole point is to get inside the head of the person you're portraying. And I think authors in general are studies of human behavior, which is exactly one of my motivations for even writing this story in the first place. It's because she's borderline, she's got bipolar. That person's brain is actually wired differently. It's like the closer she is to human collective consciousness, where everyone's connected in this construct that I call the honeycomb in the story, actually the more healthy she is. But the closer she gets to like her waking consciousness, and that's represented by her house, a construct in her mind where these alien entities are residing, she starts to feel agitated and her personality splits. And she learns to own that. It's like, okay, well, I have bipolar disorder, but I can actually use this. For the good.
I'm wondering if that's something in fiction that you're a fan of, tapping into, in Janie's case, uncharted centers within ourselves and making our natural abilities valorous.
Yeah, this is the reason why I write science fiction and fantasy, speculative fiction, because you can explore ideas, you could explore the world as you see fit at the time. You're able to just have an open mind. I know for me, that's candy. I feel I'm kind of like this conduit for, these insights and these experiences and sharing it with anybody who likes a good story.